So, Bill, what inspired the introduction of this new law that prevents police from asking why somebody got pulled over?
Well, Dean, it's really a loaded question. You get pulled over in the middle of the night by a California Highway Patrol or other fine law enforcement officer, and they ask you, why do you think I pulled you? It's really a tough question. The courts don't count this as an interrogation, but it really is. It's like, what did you do wrong? This is a really a leading question that can come up with all kinds of answers. So the legislature saw this, that this was a problem, that people were confessing to crimes that they're not even being investigated on, and people are feel compelled.
Welcome to the 805 Law Group Podcast, your source for an entertaining blend of law and legal community updates. Each week, you'll get crucial insights into family law, personal injury, criminal defense, and estate planning, along with the latest insider information about what's happening in the local legal community and high-profile cases right here on the Central Coast. Now let's get started with your host, the founder of 805 Law Group, attorney Bill Ausman.
Welcome to the 805 Law Group Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Dean
and
Mignola.
And I'm attorney Bill Ausman.
Today we're going to talk about something really interesting. The new California law that puts the brakes on police asking why you got pulled over. That's kind of fascinating. So, Bill, what inspired the introduction of this new law that prevents police from asking why somebody got pulled over?
Well, Dean, it's really a loaded question. You get pulled over in the middle of the night by a California Highway Patrol or other fine law enforcement officer, and they ask you, why do you think I pulled you? It's really a tough question. The courts don't count this as an interrogation, but it really is. It's like, what did you do wrong? This is a really a leading question that can come up with all kinds of answers. So the legislature saw this, that this was a problem, that people were confessing to crimes that they're not even being investigated on. And people are feel compelled. There's a guy with a gun at your door that has you blocked into your vehicle, has his squad car behind you that's armed to the gills, and also has a radio to call in backup. And they're asking you, hey, what did you do wrong? And people will admit to things that the police officer is not even interested in. So the state assembly and the state senate looked at this problem and looked at this issue and decided if this was improper. Law enforcement can be very interrogating. They can be very intimidating. They've taken this tool away from law enforcement that they've abused in the past and taken this and made it off limits.
Now, how do you foresee the implementation of this law really influencing the dynamics between police officers and drivers during routine traffic?
I don't think it's going to slow them down much, Dean. Law enforcement officers love to interrogate people, love to try to get confessions out of folks. Even when they didn't do it, their hands are completely clean. It really makes a person nervous when they're standing there next to somebody that's a law enforcement officer. They've got mace, they've got a taser, they've got a loaded firearm, quite often baton, other tactical weapons in which they can beat you. They can shoot you. They can take you into custody. Right. It's a very intimidating process. So this will slow them down somewhat. People need to remember that you have the right to remain silent. You don't have to tell the police officer anything. It's hard to remember in the heat of the moment when you're being faced down by an armed law enforcement officer. But the best advice is do not admit to the cop. Don't talk to the cop. Only give them your driver's license. Only give them basic information, your registration, your proof of insurance, and leave it alone. Uh-huh.
And you kind of covered this, but I want to just see if there's anything else. How can you assert your rights under the new law without escalating the tension during a traffic stop? Is there something specific that you can say to the officer where you can kind of assert your rights without causing that friction?
Absolutely. I always say to my clients, be courteous, be kind, be cooperative. However, that ends at doing things that you're legally required to do. You're legally required to identify yourself to the officer. If they ask for identification, you're legally required to do that. In California, if you're pulled over, yes, you have to show them your registration. You have to show them proof of insurance. But you don't need to talk about how fast you were going, whether you've made a complete stop. what drinks you've had that night. You don't have to answer any of those questions that commonly get people into trouble and gets them arrested or cited for different offenses. So what I encourage people to do is be pleasant, be kind, be cooperative, but assert your right that you're not going to answer any questions. I often give my clients my business card. If you have any questions, my attorney would be glad to answer those for you.
There we go. Are you enjoying the 805 Law Group podcast so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by hitting that subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. For more information about 805 Law Group, visit our website, 805lawgroup.com. Now, let's get back to the show. Okay. Now, this is a relatively new law, correct? But any potential challenges or criticisms that you've heard about that are surrounding implementation of this law, or is it just too new for that?
I have not. I'm certain that some conservative district attorney is going to challenge the legality of this law, but I think it's on all fours. I think it is certainly within their rights. I think the courts will uphold any challenges to this law, and it is in effect. Law enforcement shouldn't be asking you, but this is how they've been trained, and they will get around to asking you a question that's very similar to this if they don't ask you this exact question, regardless of the law.
That's what I wanted to touch on. Are there any circumstances where police officers are still allowed to ask drivers about the reason for a traffic stop, or does the law impose a complete restriction on that type of inquiry?
The law is based on when you pull somebody over, you can't ask them why that you're pulling them over. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, it hasn't put in detail. So I'm sure that some law enforcement officer is going to ask the same question or a reworded question, and it's going to get out there. Mm-hmm. And the question is, hey, does Miranda rights apply? Law enforcement will say universally, no, this was not in custody. He was free to take off, which is complete malarkey. People are not free to take off when then you've been pulled to the side of the road with a lighted vehicle. You're just not. But that's how the Supreme Court has tortured this law. So the best advice is don't answer the questions. You start answering questions to the cop, you start doing their field sobriety tests, you're just going to add to your woes. So the best advice, don't answer the cop. Give him your driver's license. Give him your registration. Give him your proof of insurance. If he's going to write you a ticket, let him write you a ticket.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to probably hear a little bit more about this law in the future. Pretty interesting. Thank you, Bill. That's going to wrap up this episode of the 805 Law Group podcast. If you liked what you heard, please click the like button, subscribe, and also follow. Look for that notification bell. That'll let you be alerted when there are future episodes coming out. Any final words, Bill?
Hey, if you found this compelling and you have further questions about your rights or the rights of a loved one, feel free to give us a call. We're here to help. We are the mensch of the community. So feel free to call on us. We'll go fight for
you. Excellent. Thank you so much, Bill. Thank you for watching. We'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of the 805 Law Group podcast. Don't forget to visit our website, 805lawgroup.com/podcast, where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or Amazon Music, so you never miss an episode. If you found value in the show, we'd love it if you could rate it on iTunes or even tell your friends. Make sure to join attorney Bill Ausman next week for another informative and entertaining episode. Remember, at 805 Law Group, we're turning law into empowerment, one episode at a time.